أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قالوا أتجعل فيها من يفسد فيها ويسفك الدماء ونحن نسبح بحمدك ونقدس لك؟ قال إني أعلم ما لا تعلمون. In the previous ayat we read, the beginning of the ayat, that Allah Ta'ala had presented in front of the Malaika, the angels, and told them that I will be placing my vicegerent, my Khalifa on earth. And that was Adam alayhi salatu wasalam and his progeny, that they will fulfill the duties of Allah Ta'ala. Allah does all his work. But as a representative of Allah, to see that the deen of Allah Ta'ala is established, the laws of Allah Ta'ala established, Allah Ta'ala does not come personally down, but He chooses the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, and generally mankind at large were responsible to see that the laws of Allah Ta'ala are fulfilled in this world. When Allah Ta'ala presented this to the Malaika in reply said that, O Allah, your wisdom only you know. Nobody knows your wisdom. And this is one great thing that we all should understand also, the workings of Allah Ta'ala, only Allah knows, nobody else knows, and the wisdom that lies behind it, why this happened, why that is happening, why is it like this, Allah Ta'ala knows that. So they said, we know that, but at the same time also, we, and also that all your whatever you do, O Allah, is not in vain, not in futility, not just to do it for the sake of doing it, for passing time or anything like that. A person may be a very honored person in this world, learned person, but perhaps he does some things also which are just to pass time. But for Allah, there is absolutely nothing like that. We are fully aware of that as well. But what the wisdom is that you are going to be creating this creation of Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, they will also worship you. We also worship you. They will also worship you. But since they are such that they will have their nafs also with them, so sometimes they will worship you for name and fame, for some worldly gain. They will have jealousy in them. They will have the love of dunya in them. So, and our worship is pure. We don't have any desire of committing any sin. That the malaika are such that they only worship Allah Ta'ala. There is nothing, no blemish, no thought of anything wrong in them. So, O Allah, how is it that you are going to worship them? This question was not as an a'tiraz, was not as an objection to Allah Ta'ala's work. The malaika are completely free from there. لَا يَسْبِقُونَهُ بِالْقَوْلِ. They don't say a word without the permission of Allah Ta'ala. So there could be no question of them having an objection on Allah Ta'ala, na'uzu billah. They are بَالْعِبَادُ مُكْرَمُونَ, very honorable. They are the most honorable, they are very greatly honorable in the eyes of Allah Ta'ala, that they fulfill يَفْعَلُونَ, whatever they have been commanded, they fulfill all those commandments of Allah Ta'ala. And the question then arises that how did the malaika know that Bani Adam, the children of Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, will have these qualities also in them. So Ibn Kathir writes that a riwayat from Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiyallahu ta'ala anhu and Abdullah ibn Abbas radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, the great mufassireen of the Quran Sharif, they asked Allah Ta'ala that how will this creation of yours be, that these people who you are going to make your deputies, Bani Adam, the children of Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, how will they be? Allah Ta'ala said they will have family offspring also, and in that they will have jealousy also for one another, in that they will cause destruction and kill one another also. All these qualities Allah informed them they will have. On that they said that we are here for your ibadat, We make your ibadat and we do it purely. But as explained in front, it will come that Allah Ta'ala had given Bani Adam one great distinguishing quality of knowledge, and that the Malaika did not have, and that is explained also in front. Yeah, then Allah, they said, قَالُوا أَتَجْعَلُ فِيهَا مَنْ يُفْسِدُ فِيهَا. کہا فرشتوں نے کیا قائم کرتا ہے تو زمین میں اس کو جو فساد کرے. Oh Allah, are you going to make that person your vicegerent on the earth who will cause destruction also? وَيَسْفِكُ الدِّمَاءَ, اور خون بہائے گا. And he will cause bloodshed also. وَنَحْنُ نُسَبِّحُ بِحَمْدِكَ وَنُقَدِّسُ لَكَ, اور ہم پڑھتے رہتے ہیں تیری خوبیاں اور یاد فریاد کرتے ہیں تیری پاک ذات کو. And we are such that all the time we are engaged in your ibadat and pure ibadat with no riya, with nothing, no show, no fame. When pure and the best type of ibadat we make, and we honor you greatly all the time. So why is it that you are going to be creating? This question was to know the wisdom behind it, the wisdom behind the action of Allah Ta'ala, and not to have any objection, na'uzu billah, against Allah Ta'ala. And the work of a true servant of Allah is to accept every command of His. So Allah Ta'ala said, قَالَ إِنِّي أَعْلَمُ مَا لَا تَعْلَمُونَ. فرمایا بے شک مجھ کو معلوم ہے وہ جو تم کو معلوم نہیں. They said that Allah Ta'ala said, I have got that knowledge which you haven't got. You, in your limited knowledge, you are sincere, you want to know, but my knowledge is far superior than that. So in front then we will read that how, what is this knowledge of Allah that in spite of Bani Adam going to cause destruction, having jealousy, hatred, killing one another, all that, but yet why are they given this distinguishing honor that they will be the vicegerents of Allah Ta'ala on earth? And as long as they do the work of Allah, the Malaika are in full support of them. When we stop doing the work of Allah Ta'ala, then the Malaika also withdraw from us. So this is an important thing that we have to understand, that Allah has made us His deputies, and as long as we are His deputies, then the whole support of the Malaika, that whole force is with us also. Just like any government that gives a post anywhere where a person gets a job, as long as he's doing his job, he gets his salary also, all the facilities are put for him, everything. When he stops doing his job, then everything is taken away. Like that, the Malaika in support of mankind. As long as we do our job as the Khalifa of Allah on earth, when we stop doing our job, then the Malaika in fact go against us. And they are the ones then that cause us our problems in this world when we don't do our job of fulfilling the commandments of Allah Ta'ala. May Allah give us this understanding that Allah has given us a very honorable position, and that we have to fulfill the duties and see that the deen of Allah is established in this world. Then all the forces, unseen forces, are also in our support. وآخر دعوانا.